Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are into hour number two in the third and fourth hour today. We're going to have former Travis County Sheriff Raymond Franks running again for sheriff on an anti-New World Order pro-liberty platform. Red Beckman, 30 minutes in, father of the Fully Informed Jury Association, joins us to talk about the importance of taking over our counties through our elected sheriffs, their proper role. And then Officer Jack McClam joins us to continue that discussion and all the national news about martial law, everything we talked about now unfolding. He'll be joining us today as well. Coming up in about 10 minutes, I'm going to get into my latest review of, I've done some more research on Zeitgeist Addendum. We just had a caller that illustrates everything I'm talking about. He hasn't even seen it. And he's saying, and I was pointing out last hour, that in Zeitgeist, it turns out that they're introducing the global Christ of the Theopic Society, introduces and ends the film. There's all sorts of religious statements. And that's what the highest Masonic orders through Albert Pike and others said, is that we're going to discredit, we're going to have the atheists and the Muslims and the Christians basically all kill each other, and we're going to discredit all religion and say we're atheist, and then we're going to bring in the one true worship of Lucifer. And the very Theopic Society's global Christ is who they have in the movie. You cannot make this up. And then I say, how is it that no one else can have a spirituality? And none of that exists, calling that religion. That's what they're saying. None of it exists. It's all science. But then say, oh, but we can talk about our religious dogma and reincarnation, and that's okay. That is the New Age, through atheism, discrediting other religious systems, and it's very intellectually dishonest. It's off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I haven't even been paying attention to this film, and now I'm actually analyzing it, and it's off the charts. Off the charts. And the reason this is important is that it is attempting, and I'm seeing this not just with it, but all at every front of 9/11 truth, you name it, different tentacles of this, all basically saying the same thing, moving in to the alternative media, the patriot movement, the awakening. We're for this world government. You know, I mean, we're against this bad world government, but we have our own loving world government, and you will be re-educated, by the way. Let's go to, John in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex, I've got a comment and then a prediction. The comment is, if this guy thinks he's the world Christ, let him stand on a railroad track while a diesel locomotive is coming down the track, and we'll soon find out what he is.
But I'm being called a nut Christian because I have some spirituality, but they're saying no spirituality, nothing. But then they are saying, we have the Christ.
Well, let me make my prediction. I think the CFR is going to elect Barack Obama and then have him assassinated, because look what they've been doing for the past several months. They've been trying to equate him as the new black John F. Kennedy. They even had on NBC Nightly News the other night, they had some old recordings that Ben Bradley did with John F. Kennedy before he was elected president. So it's this little subtle inference that, oh, if you vote for Obama, you're voting for JFK. Then when they knock him off, they'll have, first of all, the excuse to impose full-blown martial law, and then they'll have the excuse to confiscate all the firearms. So what do you think?
I think you raised something that is a distinct possibility.
Because I think just as government can give you something, government can take away. Just as government can get someone elected, they can also knock them off, because, as you well know, the CFR knocked off Kennedy after he imposed Executive Order 11110 on June 4th, 1963, recalling all those fraudulent Federal Reserve notes and issuing debt-free United States notes. Well, they can't have that. So the bankers made darn sure that JFK didn't live to celebrate his accomplishment.
The only difference is Barack Obama is completely in league with the bankers, but we'll see what happens. Good point. Stay with us.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking. When it comes to this economy, the banks are crashing, the stock market's a mess, there's the mortgage crisis, there's the lending crisis, there is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis, and we are paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I have decided in the next 50 minutes of this hour to get into Zeitgeist Addendum. I have now analyzed it more, looked into it a lot more deeply, Zeitgeist Addendum, and it is very, very serious, and I am going to be, in future broadcast, doing even more research and breaking it down. Why is this important? Because it's one of the most virally viewed films on the internet, probably second or third to Loose Change Second Edition, but definitely rivaling it. When it came out and was anti-religious period, but particularly against Christians a few years ago, the first Zeitgeist, I didn't get into a fight. I'm not here to argue with a bunch of different religious groups and people. It's a big ball of wax, divide and conquer. They did have to re-edit. The maker of it did have to re-edit Zeitgeist and change a bunch of, quote, mistakes about which gods were which and, you know, his claims that Jesus was a repeat of basically sun god worship. But then, a few weeks ago, Jason Burmes called me, one of the creators of Loose Change, and he said, you know, I'm not a religious guy, and I'm pretty much an agnostic, you know that, but I know a lot about the New World Order and the Theosophic Society and world socialism and what the United Nations pushes, and we've seen all of the same things being said in Zeitgeist Addendum from the other different groups in the New World Order crowd. And he said, you need to watch it. You need to look into it. So a few days later, I one night watched almost all of it. I didn't watch all of it because the phone was ringing and things were going on that evening at my house. But I watched most of it. And I had the view of, well, it exposes the monetary fraudulent private banking system, and it exposes how they manipulate the economy to consolidate power. And it, does some good things, you know, dealing with 9/11 being an inside job. But they had this, industrial scientist on there calling basically for this future utopia and a classless society and eradicating the classes and the state withering away. I mean, that's a quote. And I knew from the Theosophic Society, I knew from the eugenicist, later the transhumanist, I knew from H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell and countless others that the highest levels of the New World Order at the United Nations, at Greenpeace, Mikhail Gorbachev, that this has been what they've been pushing for 150 years. But now it was being mixed in with a supposed anti-New World Order view. But then I had the creator on of Zeitgeist 1 and 2, and I was bringing up the fact that the New World Order had called for similar things, and he would poo-poo that, despite the fact it's historical. And I would play him clips of H.G. Wells' film, Things to Come, which was saying similar things, almost identical things. You know, a book written almost 100 years ago, made into a film 80 years ago, 80 or so years ago. And then I noticed how people on the message board at Infowars.com commenting on the stories who were against me for questioning it were basically saying, you know, you're just a dumb Christian, so you're not allowed to pretty much even have an opinion. They weren't countering any of the issues I brought up, and I have made clear that I'm just analyzing this in a secular fashion. I'm just looking at it historically and where we've heard all these same things before. Well, last night I went and rewatched part of it, and they didn't say what his name was, so I did more research to find out who he was, because I'd been sure I'd seen him before and seen photos of him before. And it turned out that I had. Now, remember, Zeitgeist is saying basically anything religious, anything spiritual. You know, any of these mainline religions. That anybody who believes any of that is basically culturally and mentally tainted now in their whole worldview, and atheists and agnostics are the main people pushing this film. And then I noticed, amongst many things in the documentary, was Jiddu Krishnamurti, who was born in 1895 and died in 1986, and he was discovered by the leader of the Theosophic Society, the heir of Madame Blavatsky, who, of course, was Hitler's main spiritual leader. And I'd read a couple of her books, and I had remembered reading what the Theosophic Society said in the 20s. And I knew that from the 20s, or even earlier, right through into the 70s and 80s, they were saying that Jiddu Krishnamurti was the universal Christ. To Christians, he would be Jesus Christ. To the Hindus and people, he would be, an Eastern leader. To different sects, he would be Buddha to one, Krishna to another. Which, of course, Buddha is just, I guess, the prophet of Krishna. And I was just completely blown away by this being hidden in plain view in the introduction and the ending of the film. And then I remembered and was able to find the clips last night. This is only in a few hours of research. clips in Zeitgeist where they talk about the God spirit in all of us. Now, yesterday with the creator of the film, I was saying, well, you know, spirituality is an expression of people knowing there's something bigger that our eyes and ears and smell and taste and touch only picks up a very narrow spectrum of reality. The mathematics shows all these other dimensions. The beginning of science, which you're saying is a scientific system, which is what the Theosophic Society says. But they say it's reincarnation and also spiritual. I was saying that, you know, how can you just say anybody who's basically spiritual or religious, which grows out of that, you know, is backwards and stupid? And then just in a cursory inspection, it is religious. And that's exactly what Albert Pike and Manly P. Hall, you know, all of these top Masons in the last 150 years, that's exactly what they said they would do. They would go out and discredit Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, you know, all of these religions, and that they would then replace it with the God-man, you know, Christ-slash-Lucifer consciousness and an integration with technology and science. We've posted some news articles and stories that have broken this down that I ran into last night up on Infowars.com. And then just from a monetary perspective, we have Gilbert Griffin with a review of that. He's coming up to comment on Zeitgeist addendum later in the hour. And so I asked the atheists and agnostics this. How is it that I, because I have say I'm a Christian, am not even allowed to comment? I am just immediately, you don't even have standing. And, you know, we're basically a bunch of knuckle-dragging buffoons. But then we have the Theosophic Society's Christ, their leader, which Christians would say was the Antichrist. What do they say? He's a world leader, world religious leader, who will be the Mahdi or the Messiah, the Christ to every religion. And that's exactly what they say he is. And Barbara Marx Hubbard and all of them. And they took him around the world. And now Benjamin Krim, you know, for 20 years says he has a new Messiah. And it's the same thing, somebody they picked out of the East. So it's the same thing over and over again. So I thought I would first play this clip from Zeitgeist where they're talking about the God spirit. Spirits. See, that's exactly what the Illuminati religion is. Everything else is discredited, and then they rise up, and they always package it as science. Here it is.
Reality, but the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. You can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling, and you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
Okay, God spirit, and that's a separate individual, you know, talking in the film. And then there is this Jiddu Krishnamurti. Let's go ahead and play some of him from the introduction of the new film. Here it is.
We were saying how very important it is to bring about in the human mind the radical revolution. The crisis is a crisis in consciousness, a crisis that cannot anymore accept the old norms, the old patterns, the ancient traditions, and considering what the world is now, with all their misery, conflict, destructive brutality.
All right, it goes on and on. On and on. The point is that we must destroy all the old and bring in the new. And this is the Christ, Jiddu Krishnamurti. So, because I believe there's more than just what we see in the spectrum. I'm a kook, I'm a nut, I'm an idiot, I'm a fool. So, see, it's doublethink. But then, oh, we introduce our film with the Mahdi, with the Christ, with the Buddha. Just absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. Stay with us.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 16, 2008, gold opened this morning at $834.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $859.55, $429.78 for half ounce, and $214.89 for quarter ounce. That's $859.55, $429.78, and $214.89.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
All right, we're back live. Finishing up, then I'm going to bring Jason Burnmus and Jeffrey Griffin on to comment on this from different angles. I haven't really paid attention to Zeitgeist. And I saw people fighting on the internet, fighting on the web, a lot of Zeitgeist people attacking myself. And I just thought, oh, well, they're just atheists who... I mean, I just cover the political information, the markets, the news. And I saw them criticizing me, and I'm like, this isn't even a religious show. But the mere fact that I say on air I am a Christian angers them. And if they're disconnected, you know, from religion and spirituality, well, why do they even care? When I'm not even really making that a big part of the show. And then I noticed with Bohemian Grove, I had all these leftist groups in Monterio in California. get real mad at me when I went in and filmed the ritual. World leaders engaging in a black magic ceremony, which is now international news and admitted it goes on. Back at the time, then people were even trying to deny that it was real footage. But the Grove has commented and said, no, it's real. Then we sent Ed Homan out to California the year after, and there were all the major local peace groups by name. And that's all in The Order of Death, my second film on Bohemian Grove. About 300 of them out there with the local activist leaders, with a witch's pot, believing that they were firing Harry Potter power beams out of their fingers into the Grove to stop their ritual. And then I talked to a lot of them privately, and I called them up, and I said, well, come on the show and talk about that. No, we're not. You make our religion of the earth look bad. So what if they're in there doing that? You need to make it about their monetary system. And by the way, there's a good New World Order, not just a bad one. That's what you limitedly don't see. You're a Christian, aren't you? And I'm like, well, I didn't even make that film from a Christian perspective. I just went and covered it. I mean, it's weird with all these mainline Republican leaders with gay porn stars and getting drunk and doing rituals. And they're like, oh, you Christians, you're what's holding everything back. No, I'm not coming on your show. These were the prominent peace leaders who we showed up, and boy, they didn't like it. Some of them got up from the ritual and left on the road with state police all around them in black uniforms, riot police, doing rituals with a witch's pot. Now, see, they were acting, the very people on that video were putting out in the local newspapers and on their websites, we covered it at the time, we cover it in the film, that I'm a nut and that they're atheist and I'm crazy believing in religion. That isn't it, folks. See, I am secularly, as a reporter, reporting on it, and they said over and over again, do not show the ritual. I remember calling some of the activist groups after I snuck in. I said, hey, I want some of your photos of years past, of your protests and things. No, we're not giving you anything, you Christian. And I'm like, well, I didn't even tell you I was a Christian. How do you know? Well, we know. Don't you worry. And I was like, we're atheists. We think you're backwards and stupid. Then I show up and they're witches and warlocks. That's the same thing. Oh, you backwards Christians. You can't even comment. You can't even grasp, you know, a resource-based economy and a global system. And we're going to have to re-educate some people. And we're going to have to eradicate certain things. And you know, I don't know if you'll be able to own a gun, Alex. And I'm like, well, I have some reasons to be against that. You can't even grasp what I'm saying. Well, that's very insulting. And I know that a lot of fake intellectuals are into saying you can't grasp. But no, I grasp it fully. I hadn't even looked into you, and now I'm going to shine a magnifying glass down your throat. I'm going to snake something down your gizzard, and we're going to inspect you from head to toe, from tail to hoof. We are going to look at every bit of it. Because let me tell you something, I scratch the surface, and pus just starts squirting out. So, to all you atheists that have been sucked in by the Theosophic Society, you better go read the Theosophic Society. You better go find out about Alice Bailey. You better find out about Madame Blavatsky. You better find out about Lucifer Trust there in New York at the UN building. And you need to discover that right now. You know, I've been neutral with all these groups and even had some of them on the show, you know, quote, anti-New World Order groups who are always, for some reason, anti-Christian. And then I get around them in person in Austin, and they say, by the way, I'm part of the Theophic Society and the Order of the Golden Dawn, and Aleister Crowley wasn't a bad guy. So they're all out there. I mean, every time. And I mean, in this film, they're talking about the God Spirit. They've got the Theophic Society's Christ they took around the world, is introducing it and ending it. And the atheists are going to double think because they've been trained. They're going to go, well, that's all right, or no, that doesn't exist. Or they'll say, you're crazy saying a devil exists, you know, and evil being my invention. I'm saying intellectually. I'm saying from a secular view, without God. They're just looking at people's beliefs like we're studying a group of aborigines. I'm saying these people are saying all other religions are fake and religions don't exist and spirituality doesn't exist, but then their film is filled with it and it happens to be the same religion of Adolf Alois Hitler. We'll be right back. And Ted Turner, for that matter.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $59.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today. There is massive news unfolding on the stock market, the police state front, so much going on. But the reason I have been spending quite a bit of time the last few days, yesterday and today, on Zeitgeist, it isn't about just Zeitgeist. It's about everywhere I look, there are New Age occultists. And I'm not talking about everybody that's into alternative stuff. I mean the leaders of this. Everywhere. Moving into every position you can imagine. Attacking Christians. Saying there's going to be a good New World Order. Saying there's going to be a good World Socialist Order. Saying we're not going to need our guns. We're not going to need classes. We're going to be re-educated. And I've seen it and heard it all before. From the Theosophic Society, the roundtable groups, the Fabian Socialist, the Marxist-Leninist, the Maoist. I mean, it is the same thing. And they make the new God technology and imply that everybody else are troglodytes who are against technology, that we're all these backwards people. And then we just intellectually say, well, let's cut religion out of it. You know, what you're calling for is a type of religion. And look, you've got all these religious trappings and, you know, your leaders are these world Christ and you know, all these occultists. And they're like, no, shut up. You're a Christian. You know, you can't even comment on that. You can't even grasp it. And so that's the point that I'm raising here. And I challenge everybody to go research the Theosophic Society, an encyclopedia, and to find out what they believe and what they push. It is the worship of Lucifer. You can read the books written by the founder of it. This is what Hitler followed, and today what most of your world leaders are adherents to. Tony Blair is an adherent. That's been in the news. Ted Turner's an adherent. Mikhail Gorbachev's involved with all these groups. I mean, this is it. They have an official office at the UN and on Wall Street. And I want to be clear. I've done a bad thing in all this. I ignored Zeitgeist attacking Christians and being wrong about it and having to admit they were wrong about the history they put out and having to change it and saying, whatever, I'm not getting involved in that. At least they're exposing 9/11 as an inside job. But what that was is building up their cred, moving into things. And then intellectually being dishonest and saying, oh, you're just a bunch of religious nuts, you can't comment. We're like, we're not even, why do you keep bringing up Christianity when I'm saying that, a stateless state, but these communities and all this high-tech stuff, all this blather that we've heard over and over again. And then saying the New World Order is a joke, it's falling apart, it doesn't know what it's doing, moving towards this stateless state through world socialism. I mean, it's the same intellectual crap that is false. It's fraudulent. There's nothing substantive. It's not even real. It's actually what kind of low-grade morons buy into. And it's very effective with a dumbed-down, Kool-Aid-drinking mass that's finally figured out the government's evil and lying to them. I mean, to say that the private banking cartel is free market when it's a monopoly, totally fraudulent, completely criminal, that's seeking to create a world monopoly and wants socialism and fund socialism to hamstring families, to break down individual sovereignty and security, to create a stateless state for the population where we have no positions, but the elite are above us as the technocrats. And I challenge you to go read The Externalization of the Hierarchy by Alice Bailey and the Lucifer Trust, and to read it, and it's almost word for word what is being said in large sections of Zeitgeist Addendum. Very, very serious. And then, let's bring up Jason Burmes, because we don't have a lot of time. We're about to have G. Edward Griffin on just to comment on this from a monetary angle. And you can read up on Infowars.com his article about it. He said, look, I didn't want to wade into this at first, but it was very troubling, very upsetting. I'd seen this so many times before. Now it's been repackaged and claiming that it's, anti-New World Order while calling for global governance and then saying we're not even allowed to comment, that we're just mere mortals. But you have to comment on it because it's so serious. So then I just started investigating it, and here's the key, and found out that the global Christ, Jiddu Krishnamurti, who the Theophic Society pushed as the world Christ, is all over this film and is the beginning and the end of the film, and they have all these other religious clips about the God Spirit. Now, again, that is, all of it is exactly what we get from the highest levels of Illuminati religion. Man merging with machine, a utopia society, basically eradicating the other, fraudulent religions that will just wither away like the state. But it's always bloody getting it. But then they always claim at the onset, oh, no, it's not going to be bloody. There will be some re-education, though. And then it's the exact same Theosophic society. It's the exact same people. It's the same thing. And then they say, oh, no, it's not. I challenge you out there who are Zeitgeist acolytes, followers now, to please go look at this and say, how is all these other religions wrong? And there's no such thing as religion or spirituality, but then the thing's filled with religious connotations and Illuminati buzzwords. And the Illuminati Christ, who they said was the Christ. Jason Burmes, welcome to the airwaves for your comments on this.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. I came across the day after it came out. I downloaded it off the Internet, and I sat down and I watched it, and I was very impressed with the editing quality in the first hour covering the Federal Reserve banking cartel. It only got a few minor things wrong, which G. Edward Griffin goes into in his article. But then when it really transcended into this utopian-type society that is just, short of a, glorified version of Brave New World or 1984, I was very troubled by it. Like you said, it's unbelievable. I mean, he uses a lot of truth. For instance, those technologies that are in the film, they do exist. But why would our global masters ever give us free access to them decentralizing their control. There's never really a solution given to that other than stop banking with them and stop joining the military.
Listen, well, here's the bottom line, Burmes, and this is a point I forgot to make. I'll make it before I forget and then have you carry on. Continue. That's the issue, is that he kept saying the global government's a bunch of idiots. They're falling apart. They're failing. They're nothing. You know, global government isn't even the issue. We're going to have a good global governance. And then I say, well, that's going to take enforcers and systems. Oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. You know, it's just going to happen. And I go, but you're repeating all the stuff I've heard before. And he would just sigh and basically say that, you know, that wasn't the case, even though it was all the key Marxist, Leninist, you know, New World Order buzzwords, which comes out of this whole theosophic system. It's only one brand of it. And, you know, that was really the key to all of this, is the New World Order says they're setting up this utopia. It's identical. The UN says they're setting up what he's saying, and he's acting like they've just now invented it, and this engineer they're talking to has just now invented it, when this is the New World Order religion. Repackaged as if it's anti-New World Order, when there's no discussion about, he's like, you're dealing with all these little problems. And I'm like, no, we're fighting the fight. We're holding back the tide. It was all this disdainful Moses on the mountain, you know, laughing at all the other religions when they are so highly religious. And they'll say, they're saying they're not even spiritual. They're saying it doesn't exist. It's science religion. But then that's what they're pushing, bringing forward the Christ of the UN official religion of the Theosophic Society. So, I mean, it's just so incredible to have it hanging right out there on the edge. And we're not even recognizing it when it's the elephant hidden right in the room, Jason Burmes. I mean, the New World Order is claiming they're going to set up with this world socialist state what they are, again, in this film pushing. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you hear the words one world, one consciousness, well, that means that everybody's going to speak the same language. We're going to be under the same set of rules. It looks like we're all going to be wearing the same clothes according to this utopia. I mean, what is this? I mean, is this the humanity that you want to bring your children up in? It certainly isn't what I want, and it is what these globalists want. However, he fails to recognize that when they want to bring this in, well, they want to cut the population down by about 80%.
Oh, no, their film talks about how there is overpopulation.
Yeah, it does, but again, it doesn't address
how they're going to get rid of it. Look, this is a classic introduction. They come in with all the anti-New World Order movement stuff, but which had been, you know, basically created, generated the resistance by real Christians at its core. It comes in, assaults them to get the atheists behind it, and then brings it into religion in the next one, doing a double think game, saying this isn't religion.
Yeah, and one of the things that I don't think you've touched upon enough is the fact that this is very earth-based. I mean, he really talks about...
Which is what the theosophic... There's so many points. The Theosophic Society says the Earth's load in harmony with the Earth, because the Theosophics say we're worshiping the Earth spirit. Exactly. It's the same thing.
And then you find out, you know, these high-level supposed Christian conservatives are really into the occult and pagan Earth worship. And if you watch that first Zeitgeist film, you know, the first part of that film is all about sun worship. Well, again, he fails to tell people that the people at the very, very top are into these type of ceremonies. You know, they're into this paganism, this sun worship.
But he does tell us. He does tell us in this clip. Play that first new clip from the day where the person makes a pyramid with their two hands together, and it shows the sun in it while this person is in religious ecstasy. So again, all these religions are wrong, but we have a new one. It's not new. Here it is.
Reality. But the fact of the matter is, joy comes from that bliss of connectedness. That's our God spirit. That's that side of ourselves that really feels it. And you can feel it deep inside you. It's this amazing, wonderful feeling. And you know it when you get it. You don't get it from money. You get it from connection.
So there you have the God spirit in all of us. And then if you say so, I'm going to get him back on and go, what is this about a God spirit? And he'll just say, you're a Christian. You can't even grasp it. It's science. Oh, man, we're in a lot of trouble.
Well, I agree with you, Alex. And, you know, thankfully I haven't really seen this at the top of the video charts. Obviously, there's a buzz around it. I just hope that a lot of newcomers to the movement don't look at this and take this for what we believe as a movement, because this is really unrealistic socialist garbage that's been pushed, like you said.
Well,
for
I don't want to get
years
into
years.
Exactly. I don't want to get into what happened to 9/11 Truth in New York, but the main people in that, especially a Urangia official UN UFO cult, And they openly, you know, wanted, it was basically tying down the real investigation. And so things split off and we are changed. But everywhere I look, these people are all around us now. They are moving in to take over this movement.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, the mores of the culture have differentiated for the past 20 years and gotten more and more and more extreme. And now people are, you know, willing to believe anything. I mean, look at that Raelian cult. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how, you know, masses can be swayed into these just New Age garbage-type religions
and
with
no
substance.
By the way, there's now the Z-Force, you know, 40,000 people in a week, he said, and the Z-Force is going to save us and re-educate us.
Oh, 40,000 people to re-educate us. Well, good luck, guys, because I don't think I need re-education. I don't think that we're just going to solve all of these, quote-unquote, social issues with humanity by offering solutions.
But did you hear him on the show yesterday? You said you were listening at home painting your house. He's on there, and I go, well, what happens if I'm in the future utopia system and I don't want to go along? He goes, well, you'll be reconditioned. You'll be reeducated.
Yeah, and he kept saying, well, you'll be given a choice. I mean, what's this choice? What, are they going to put us on Australia, on some kind of island, defend for ourselves? I mean, what are these choices we're going to be given? Are we going to be given the lobotomized chip instead of the regular chip that most of humanity can handle? I mean, what are the choices we're going to get? I was in awe. Well, I watched.
By the way, they talk about this technocracy of remote control cars and the government taking control, or the system that isn't a system, and that's exactly what the New World Order is building, this total control grid.
Yeah, it was a lot like Minority Report without the ads for advertisements.
No, no, they're just telling us it's going to be great, it's going to be wonderful, just like the Soviet Union. Do we have G. Edward Griffin? I bet we got time zones screwed up with him. See if Trey gave you the right number, because G. Edward Griffin wrote a review that's up on Infowars.com. Look, it doesn't matter. The American people, the people of the world, love being suckers, and they've woken up to one level of the paradigm, and then certainly they've woken up to organized religion being another level of the paradigm, and the disgusting phony Christians and the phony Muslims and all that stuff. I'm not saying all the Muslims or all the Christians. I mean, you know, the establishment stuff. And so they're saying, oh, we don't want religion. But then it's the Theosophic Society with the world UN Christ in it. I mean, Burmese, you can't make stuff up like this.
Yeah, and then he also tries to push the idea that, you know, evil doesn't exist, but abhorrent behavior does. Well, to me, abhorrent behavior is being down at a restaurant, you know, at a nice dinner with people and starting to pick your feet in front of people. That's abhorrent behavior.
Look, but abhorrent behavior. Burmese, this is what it is. Look, this is a psychological game where they say you aren't allowed to comment because you're part of a false religion. You're not allowed to comment because you're closed-minded. There's no such thing as evil. We will just, you know, re-educate everyone. Everyone's good. We'll just, you know, again, it's not allowing you to make choices. That's what the New World Order does. They're all about telling parents, don't give your children your values. Let them be themselves. Meanwhile, the state and the media and the schools are totally brainwashing them. They don't want you to put your imprint on them because they want to put the new. Well, we have to decide then, do we like the New World Order system, which is really the old tyranny system, or do we like the more Renaissance system that we were under?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Alex, and I see that pushed more and more today among kids, youth, not only in the
Yeah, they're just saying we're not allowed to even have an opinion. It's just we're the intellectuals. There's no North American Union. We're the intellectuals. There are WMDs. You're not allowed to comment. You know, and it's the same thing. We're the intellectuals. You're just a bunch of religious kooks. I would sit there and say to him, you know, science shows that at least half of what we do is genetic. And I would bring up that certain breeds of, you know, cow are more aggressive. And he just said, nope, that's not true. And he said, the science shows it. I said, what science? I mean, I've worked in this. And I'm giving him science, not Christianity. He goes, no, that's your Christian view. I mean, it's just an excuse. Hey, I think 2 + 2 = 4. That's just your Christian view. Well, no, I'm not speaking as a Christian. I'm saying, you know, why do you have the Christ leader of the UN with this global reincarnation Christ consciousness? That's all good in the God spirit. But then if I talk about genetic engineering or something, it doesn't exist because I'm not allowed to comment because I'm not a risen, raised person like you.
Yeah, and he doesn't ever really talk about the double-edged sword of technology and how these things can be used to restrict, control, and enslave us, and are being used to do so. You know, I mean, again, everything's just there for us. Magically, everything's going to work. All the problems are going to be done. No one's going to have a job, apparently.
Well, I'll guarantee you this. You go down to New York, and you hang around outside the Theosophic Society offices, and you go to their meetings, and we need our people to do this. Join them if you have to. And we're going to probably see some people we've heard from before, but under other names. Okay? And Peter Joseph needs to tell us his real name. He needs to tell us his funding. Because you know, and again, folks, I'm not saying we control this movement or we say what is going on. I try to be open to everybody. This is the opposite. I'm saying grow it, expand it, have free discussions and thought. I'm being told I'm backwards and bad, that I can't even question this, or I'm bad. Again, religion doesn't exist. We're all kooks. Spirituality doesn't exist. But then they're all into spirituality, but it's only their spirituality. That's exactly what we get with Albert Pike and the rest of them. Berman, stay there. I've been ranting. I'm going to let you say whatever you want when we get back on any subject pertaining to this. I just, you know, I let things creep up next to me. I'm so busy. I'm not omnipresent. Some people seem to think I'm just a regular guy, and I've been ignoring this, not looking at it. And I opened the door up and looked at it, and I literally almost vomited the stench of New World Order that came flooding out. And my God, to realize how many people they've completely fooled.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
All right, we're going to get into taking over our local counties and cities the legal, lawful way. Looking good, sheriffs. We're also getting into the economy, all the news, huge things happening. Finishing up with Jason Burmes, we're going to have Jibber Griffin with us for this segment and the next. Briefly, it's like a Jedi mind trick. It's like a marketing trick, a magician trick. You've got these theosophic UN world government people, and then they pose as if they're anti-New World Order. And then they openly push all these religious statements about the God consciousness, the God spirit in us, but then say all the religions are bad. That's what Albert Pike said they would do. And that's what blows me away, is I've ignored this long and didn't really look into it, and I scratched the surface, and it was unbelievable. I mean, having the Christ, according to them, of the Theosophic Society, who they took around the world with them, this Jiddu Krishnamurti, in the film. I mean, this is off the charts. I want to bring G. Edward Griffin on and keep Burmis on to comment. G. Edward Griffin, I mean, I know you're looking at this from a monetary angle, and with the silliness of it, and basically how it's a repeat of Karl Marx and withering away of the state. But I did some more research, and I mean, this thing is total UN. G. Edward Griffin?
Yes. Am I on the air now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, hello, Alex. How are you? Yes, I did look at this not from the theological perspective, because I felt that there were other people who were far more qualified than I to analyze it from that direction. And, yes, I was looking at it from the point of view in which they were presenting the Federal Reserve System and attacking the Federal Reserve System, and particularly from the point of view of what they proposed as a solution to our problems. And I found that in this film, which was called Zeitgeist Addendum, there was a lot that was very good in the beginning, especially a lot of critique of the Federal Reserve System. And I thought, boy, these guys are doing a good job. And then it began to fall apart. And they came into some silly stuff about the Fed never is able to create enough money to pay for the interest, and a few other myths like that that are widespread. Well, I could even forgive that, because, you know, it doesn't make an awful lot of difference in the final analysis whether you believe that or not. But then they started getting into this business about how are we going to solve all of this problem, and lo and behold, they had taken Marx and polished him up, taken out the word Marxism and communism, but they kept all of the essential concepts of perfecting mankind, getting rid of his greed, supposedly. They said that the whole problem of society was the profit motive and the free enterprise system. And those had
implied the Federal Reserve is a free market thing, not a parasitic, rigged monopoly, with the Federal Reserve funding the UN and theocracy and centralization of power and the new man.
Well, yes, that's it, of course. It's one of the greatest myths of the modern age that we live in a free enterprise capitalist system. That was gone decades ago, but yet it still lives on in name. And so all of the Marxists and neo-Marxists love to say, see what's happening today? That's a result of capitalism. We must replace capitalism with socialism or some other form of collectivism. And so they created a boogeyman that doesn't even exist, and people fall for it. It's real easy to fall for it because, you know, I was told when I was a kid that we lived in a free enterprise system. That probably was true when I was a kid, but it's not true anymore. The problems we have today are not a result of free enterprise, competitive capitalism, as a result of collectivism, socialism.
All right, stay there. We're going to break for 1 minute and come back with 5 more minutes with G. Edward Griffin and get Jason Burmis' comment on this. But Zeitgeist Addendum, a critical review, we have a link to it up on Infowars.com by G. Edward Griffin. And what really concerns me is I mildly criticized it, without even really doing super deep research, just on the basics, and a cult-like attack of, you know, I'm just an idiot Christian, I can't even comment on it, there's no such thing as religion, when I wasn't even bringing religion up. So I said, I better look at the religious angle, and it turns out this is total New World Order religion.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.